Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I know why, because Governor Pete DuPont's our guest. Always a pleasure. It's always an honor to have Governor DuPont on the show. Thank you, Governor, again for hanging out with us. You're the chairman, currently, you're chairman of the National Center for Policy Analysis. That's ncpa.org, right?
Right.
And folks, so check that out. And a lot of other folks that we, Bob McTeer is a good friend of ours. He's a part of that organization and many others that we've interviewed on the show. Governor, I want to talk about Congress, a body that you used to be a member of as a congressman from Delaware. I'm really disgusted, like most Americans are, with Congress. One example is the fact that we have gone 3 years without passing a budget.
Exactly right.
Now, Governor, tell me in what world, in what universe, in what bizarro universe is that acceptable?
It's not acceptable.
For people that were still paying, give them a paycheck. They'd be fired in a New York minute if they behaved that way in the marketplace.
You would think so. I mean, I just don't believe they've gone 3 years without passing a budget. I mean, that's just terrible.
Without any sense of shame.
Exactly.
That's what's worse.
Exactly. Now, I think the Republicans are going to keep control of the House next November, but I also think they're going to gain control of the Senate by one or two votes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to change the way the election works. So maybe budgets will start. Now, whether the president's going to veto the budgets because he doesn't like what's in them, we don't know that, but at least you could have the argument and try to override the vetoes and so forth. And so I think if we get a Republican Senate to go with a House, that's going to change the way things work, and we need to change the way things work. We've got, if you look at all the Senate races that are coming, the belief is that we will end up holding two or three or maybe four more Senate seats than the Democrats do. And so that will be that'll be a very different world.
Well, you know, the thing about you talk about the Republicans and the Democrats there, the approval rating for Congress does not differentiate between parties. It's across the board. I mean, both parties are really pretty poorly considered.
I can't believe that Senate members and House members had the right to make these trades, and that's an extraordinary thing that's just tucked away in there, and they need to change it, and I think they will change it.
Acceptable. I don't understand how that kind of behavior is acceptable.
Well, it isn't acceptable, but you know the Congress has all kinds of rules, and they just, you know, most of them are just tucked away because they're about what's going on in Washington, and they don't get in the papers. But every once in a while, they discover things like the fact that the congressman can be very different investors than the rest of us. So I think the Congress needs to change. And if we got one party in both houses, particularly the Republican Party, I think it could be changed.
But I'll tell you what, Governor, I'm as angry at the elitist Republicans as I am the Democrats, because the people who are the most upset about what we're talking about are the Tea Party folks, and the, you know, they feel like they've got to fight the Democrats and the GOP leaders. That's got to change, hasn't it?
No, I think you're right. The Tea Party people are very upset with the whole thing. They've done very well in the election work so far, so I think you're going to see them as pressing forward to try to get the House and particularly the Senate fixed.
Right. Governor DuPont, thank you for being here. Always a pleasure. We appreciate your insights. Come back again real soon.
Well, thanks for inviting me. I enjoy it.
Governor Pete DuPont, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be too. after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.